During his lifetime, Charles Schulz oversaw the creation of dozens of animated television specials featuring Snoopy, Charlie Brown, and the rest of the Peanuts gang. 10-plus years after the popular cartoonist's death, the franchise is being revived, with Son Craig as the co-author of a new 44-minute video, Happiness is a Warm Blanket. Schulz collaborated on the script with Stefan Pastis, a longtime employee with the family business who's now known for his own daily comic strip, Pearls Before Swine. It was Pastis, Craig says, who came up with the narrative framework for the new project.
He came up with the introductory scene, which Linus's blanket has been buried by Lucy, and he's digging up all these holes trying to find it. And then it flashes back to what happened before, which hadn't been done in a Peanuts special, playing with time like that.
But in most other respects, says Schulz, they were careful to adhere to the look, feel, and other details established early on in the expansion of the Peanuts world into animation.
On every level, we really tried to stick with the essence of my dad's comic strip. So the writing all comes from the comic strip. We picked the decade of the 60s because Steph and I felt strongly that the 60s was really the gold mine as far as material and stuff to animate with. Andy Bell came on, who's the animator, and he decided we're going to stick with the 60s look. And so we aged the film to look like 60s, so it looks like something that would have come right out of the Christmas special or the Halloween special, the same kind of look, feel.
Director Andy Bell, a former Pixar staff member who had worked on Ratatouille and Up there, changed his approach and used many of the same animating techniques from the era of those first Peanuts specials, at least up to a point.
It is all hand-drawn, believe it or not. It's kind of old school in that way. We drew everything and tried to translate from the comic strip into new drawings. The background art that you see, it's all hand-painted, believe it or not, with watercolors and gouache. And it eventually got scanned into the computer, and we did a little bit of adjustments in Photoshop, but it was all hand-painted. And so it really is a blend of the old way of doing things and the new ways.
In another nod to the Peanuts past, Bell adds, the program incorporates several early characters who faded from the strip in its later years.
For me, it was really fun to go back and do a little bit of research into them, resurrecting Shermie and Patty and Violet and the characters that most people haven't seen, or if they have, it's been a long, long time. So it's been fun just getting to know those characters again in this process.
That's one of the ways this film was created to offer something for viewers of varied ages, says Craig Schulz.
We had to make this 44 minutes long, which in the Peanuts world is really hard to do and keep kids' attention. So we worked hard on injecting a lot of laughter for the children and yet have a very sophisticated story for the adults. And we also tried to really focus on the true Peanuts fan. It goes back to some of the earlier characters. Violet's in there, Shermie's in there, the original Patty's in there, Frida.
Having done the considerable work necessary to assemble and train an entirely new creative team, preparatory work has already begun on a second new animated project involving Snoopy the Flying Ace. After all, Craig says, that may have been his father's greatest single inspiration, even if it's not quite as universal as the beloved security blanket.
My dad had a couple that he considered great ideas. One was Snoopy the Flying Ace, which is probably the all-time greatest. The blanket idea was a great idea. The football, there's just some iconic ones that go throughout the years and have never changed. And his kids all grew up with blankets. I think a lot of kids did in that time. We all did. I still do, actually. I sit on my truck now.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.